Terry for breakfast catch up on Triple M.
And it's the beginning of the end for disposable plastic shopping bags. Woolworths is the first retailer to implement a nationwide ban. That comes into effect today. Coles is not far away. And of course, WA will be banning plastic bags right across the state on the 1st of July. On the line from Marketing Focus, I've got Barry Urquhart. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
Barry, how much of an impact is this going to have on the economy, banning plastic bags?
Well, for the economy generally, not much, but for the supermarkets, an appealing and an attractive sort of proposition, because it's going to save the supermarket industry in Australia $100 million a year, and the receipt of sales for alternative multi-use bags will be an additional $70 million. So collectively, it is very appealing to the extent that Woolworths will enjoy an improvement in their bottom line of more than $60 million a year, and Coles will be just less than that figure.
This is a long time coming. Of course, we've had South Australia ban plastic bags. Queensland's going to be joining WA, but New South Wales is the odd one out. They haven't got any immediate plans to ban plastic bags. But do you think Coles and Woolworths banning them will be enough in that state?
I think that really what this is a convergence of forces. There's economic imperatives, which we've discussed. There's corporate social responsibility, and the conscience of corporations is starting to recognise that not only must they be doing things well, they must be seen to be doing it, and then there's a consumer demand. Clearly, this is not an initiative being driven by consumer demands. Even after the introduction, 1 in 5 or 20% of Australians reject the proposition that they're not going to have readily available plastic bags that are being distributed freely by the supermarkets.
We're still going to have plastic bags, reusable plastic bags, and now people are going to have to pay for a service that was previously free.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. For about the next 4 to 6 weeks, there will be emotional responses from consumers who will be regretful, annoyed and frustrated. But after that, it becomes the norm. Interestingly enough, it is tolerated. Even in South Australia, where they have had for some considerable period of time deposits for soft drinks, the redemption of the deposits is less than 5%. And when that does happen, it's usually an initiative from a public service or charitable group raising funds. So it becomes tolerable, acceptable. And people say, well, it's not going to be that I'm going to give a competitive advantage to one over the other because it will be applied universally.
Yeah, one of the biggest changes in retailing for quite some time, because we've had plastic bags for a number of years, and before that we were using paper bags. So it's interesting that we changed from paper to plastic all those years ago.
Well, it's an interesting situation that not yet in down in Albany in the Great Southern is Aldi supermarkets. Now, they've been introduced into Australia as a competitor to Coles, Woolworths and IGA. They have never provided plastic bags, nor do they give assistance in the packing of the purchases. Now, interestingly enough, about 12% of males said, well, that's going to influence where I shop, and therefore I won't be shopping at Aldi. 8% with women, but to a large extent, when you think about the success and rapid embracement of BioWest Australians and Australians at large of Aldi in a $101 billion a year industry, they're already enjoying sales reportedly between 9 and 11 billion, which is 10% of the total marketplace. We tolerate that type of situation if there is an economic advantage, as indicated by cheaper prices from Aldi. People will tolerate it and find their own bags.
Yeah, some great insights. So just a reminder, Woolworths banning plastic bags today, Dog Rock, Chester Pass Mall and Bayonet Head. If you're doing some shopping there, make sure you take your own or you can purchase one there. Barry Urquhart from Marketing Focus, some great insights as plastic bags start to get banned across WA.
Thank you very kindly, Terry.
There's a great display that's coming to the Albany Historic Whaling Station at Frenchman's Bay. It's happening this week. Escape from Antarctica opens on Friday, and it's a display of one of the greatest survival stories of all time. And over 100 years later, you can experience what happened all those years ago. On the line with us now from the Historic Whaling Station, I've got Alice Ackley. Alice, tell us about this great display that's coming up.
Good morning, Terry. Yes, it's a wonderful display that will be here from Friday, and it will feature the first-hand accounts and dramatic images from the official expedition that happened from 1914 to 1917 when Shackleton headed off on his voyage to cross Antarctica and basically his bid to stay alive because it doesn't go to plan.
This is a great opportunity for Albany's Historic Whaling Station because there's going to be 5 Shackleton panel exhibitions on tour from the National Maritime Museum. They're going to be visiting over 80 venues in 3 years. So great to see it making it to our doorstep.
It is. So it's the only place in the region you'll be able to see this exhibition. this information about the expedition. So come along. It'll be from Friday the 22nd of June to the 12th of August and is included with the mission to our site. There's 8 panels which takes you through the whole harrowing story about how they survived.
Fast forwarding to modern day, we've had Lisa Blair. She was a solo adventurer a couple of years ago. She circumnavigated her way around Antarctica. She had a few issues there, but she finally made it.
Yes, an amazing accomplishment and definitely something you don't take on lightly. Whether it was back then in 1914 or modern days, it is still quite an adventure to do.
Alice, if people want to get some tickets to the expo, the display that's coming up, opens on Friday, where can they go?
Head to our website, discoverybay.com.au, or our Facebook page, Albany's Historic Whaling Station, or you can simply purchase your admission tickets at the door when you arrive, and it's on display in the whaling station site.
Yeah, looking forward to this one. Escape from Antarctica. You can experience the epic journey of Sir Ernest Shackleton. Opens on Friday at Albany's Historic Whaling Station there at Discovery Bay. Alice Ackley, thank you very much.
Thanks, Terry.
This month is massive for us because it's all about Give Me Five for Kids and raising money for the Triple M Regional Assistance Fund at Perth Children's Hospital. But we do our fundraising at other times of the year. In September, we've got the Triple M Show and Shine. That's happening at Centennial Stadium. And as part of it, we're going to be auctioning off a 1982 VH Commodore and proceeds going towards the Regional Assistance Fund. Great Southern Street Machine Association here in Albany are lovingly restoring this vehicle. And to get an update now, I've got Christine Sargent. And to give an update now, I've got Christine Sargent. How are we going?
Still sanding.
Still sanding.
Yes, yes. Sanding's going to take the bulk of the time to do. Once the sanding's finished, the car will come together quite quickly. So, yeah.
Because you're already working on the interiors. You're looking for things like sound systems and carpets.
Yes, yeah. We're looking for all that, the carpets and the door trims and rubbers and stuff like that. Yes, we're looking for all that. You know, I have sent off emails to Rare Spares and places like that to see if they can actually help us. Because that's one of the places that actually you get these old car parts. So
yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
So it'll be here before you know it. We're the 19th of June and the Queen's birthday long weekend's in September. So you've got 3 months.
You're not supposed to tell us that, Terry, you know.
Well, I've got to keep you guys honest.
Yes.
That's why we get you in here every week to give us an update.
Yep.
But look, it's going along well from all reports.
Yes, yes. This week we've Rebel Mufflers have come on board and they're going to be doing the exhaust system for us. So that's just really great. That's fantastic.
Yeah, well done to Rebel for getting on board. Albany Auto One, they've made some significant contributions as well. But if people want to give away some money, there's an account set up at Bendigo Bank.
Yes, that's right. So, you know, go into Bendigo Bank, tell them what it's for and for the Great Southern Street Machine. The money will go into that. We'll buy any parts that we can't actually get people to donate for us. And then whatever, if there's any money left in that account, it will go to the Regional Assistance Fund.
That is magnificent because we'd love to get those funds into the account to help out those families when they go to hospital in Perth.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's what it's about. And this is a bit of a community project. So we want as many community members to actually come on board and help.
Great project the Great Southern Street Machine Association are doing, helping us out with Give Me Five for Kids, restoring a 1982 VH Commodore. Christine Sargent, thank you for another update.
Thank you very much, Terry.
8 questions and 60 seconds to get them all right. Triple M's 8:38. Albany Chalets Cafe, 247 Nanarup Road, Calgon.
Cheryl wants to have a go at it. Are you ready to step up to the plate?
Yes, please.
All right. Voucher on the line here. Thanks to Albany Chalets Cafe, Nanarup Road, opposite GSG. Are you ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now. Name the opposition leader of Australia.
Bill Shorten.
Yes. Where do the Dockers sit on the AFL ladder?
Ninth.
The nickname of the Albany Football Club is the
Sharks.
Yes. You can fly to Perth on which airline?
Rex.
Yes. What is the currency of South Africa?
The rupee.
Jack Nicholson starred in One Flew Over the
Cuckoo's Nest.
Yes. Which company makes the iPhone and iPad?
Apple.
And what is the name of the ship replica on Princess Royal Drive?
The Brig Amity.
Yes. Where do the Dockers sit on the AFL ladder?
12th.
Yes. What is the currency of South Africa?
A rupee.
No.
The Rand.
Yes. I think you got it.
Great.
There we go. Cheryl, well done. There you go.
Thank you.
Your persistence pays off.
Sounds of Albany.
Rustler Steakhouse, now open for lunch and dinner. Stirling Terrace, Albany.
Jackpot today is at $4,600. You need to tell us what our sound is and where you can find it. We're starting off with the Prince of Peaceful Bay, very persistent. You reckon you know what it is?
I don't know what it is, but I think it might be. We wouldn't have been flashing neon lights.
Flashing neon lights.
Mm.
Unfortunately, that's not it, Carl.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah.
Keep trying, eh?
Yeah, mate.
Good on you.
See ya.
Graham's on 132710. What is the sound of Albany for Rustler Steakhouse?
Would it be money or coin being put in a cash drawer or a container?
Coin's been put in a cash drawer. Now, where are we doing that, Graham?
At ALAC.
Coin's been putting in a drawer at ALAC. Yeah, you're not on the money, I'm sorry.
Righto.
Sorry, Graham, can't give you the cash.
But yeah.
David's on 132710 out in Denmark. What do you reckon our sound of Albany is?
I reckon it is clipping the rope around the pole at the aquatic centre.
Clipping the rope around the poles at the aquatic centre. Yeah, that's not it, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Bye.
Sorry, mate. And Marianne's with us, lucky last. What do you reckon our sound of Albany is?
I reckon it's a ticket punch thing.
A ticket
a
punch
thing you punch a ticket with, yeah.
Yeah. Where are we doing that, Marianne?
At the entertainment centre.
A ticket punch at the entertainment centre.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not in, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Love to give you the money, but I can't.
No worries,
thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
It returns tomorrow at $4,620, the sound of Albany with Rustler's Steakhouse. It's only on Triple M.